Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, welcome to the Roastcast, the number one rated interracial male duo bachelor recap podcast in America. Facts only. I'm your host, Tim Kennedy Jr. With me, as always, bachelor savant Alex Bradford. AB, how are you?
Doing great. How are you?
Are you doing great, AB?
Yeah, excellent. It's early in the morning. Ready to go. Been up since 6 watching this a second time.
So AB has to, for those of you who listen but don't follow the Twitter account, RoseCastES, number one, shame on you.
Yeah, what are you doing, first of all?
Number two, AB dropped the bomb on me last night that he was traveling today, Tuesday, so we have to record at 7 a.m., Not really my thing. Not really the best time to record a high energy, high chemistry podcast, but here we are. Even though it's just mint at all, we're still doing it. So that's how much love we have for Rosecast Nation, apparently.
I had to watch it a second time through, so I also got up even earlier just to watch it again. So
now I'm a night owl. Yours truly is a night owl, but ran into some issues last night when the internet went out, AB. So I didn't get to watch it a second time, and I was almost certain we weren't going to be able to record this morning, but thank God the internet came through for us, and here we are, jibber-jabbering about the fucking Bachelor at 7 in the morning. Anyway, enough complaining for me, would you say? Let's get on with it. AB, Mentel All, my least favorite episode, if you want me to be even more of a grouch this morning.
My least favorite episode as well.
It just seems like, number one, reunion episodes in all reality TV shows are always like really heavily edited and too jam-packed to the point where everything seems abbreviated. And two, this one in particular seemed like it was just capitalizing on just reminding us about our least favorite things about this season and kind of capitalizing on some ABC created controversies. What did you think overall?
That's exactly what they did. I had forgotten about most of these people, and then they just bring them back up, and I hated every person on that stage. I hated besides Dean. So it just brought up bad memories. It's usually, here's the thing about Mentel All, Rim. It doesn't usually include, you know, the top two or three guys. The guys that you really love for the most part in most seasons. So it's usually just the losers and the sideshows.
Sideshows. There was a bunch of sideshows out here last night. Except for Kenny and, like you said, Dean. But that was pretty much it. Everybody else was like elbowing for room for relevance. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. And my other issue with these is most of the time, especially the first hour, it's just the guys yelling over each other, and Chris Harrison is just sitting there like, what am I doing with my life? And if Chris Harrison is thinking, what am I doing with my life, then what do you think I'm thinking right now at 7:15 talking about it?
Well, that's the other thing, Grim. Mental Hall is a time for the people that had no airtime to, like, try to shine a little bit, and they always fall completely flat. Because nobody knows who they are.
And no one cares.
No.
The first sideshow we're going to talk about, AB, is that silliness with Blake and Waboom, which Rachel, bless her heart, stamped out early in the season.
Absolute fuckery of the season.
What do you got on Blake and Waboom trying to act like they were anything but a sideshow? Waboom, throughout the first hour in particular, seemed to try to speak to guys, other guys, in like an authoritative manner, like, you're a joke. But like, Waboom was calling people, like, throwing out you're a joke to a lot of different guys, which was confusing to say the least.
You're the definition of a joke reality TV character on this show. So I don't know where he gets off calling anybody anything. And he was always interjecting himself into stuff that happened after he was already eliminated, because that exactly. Dude was eliminated so early.
Waboom was talking about, like, shit, this is going to be a long episode because I'm forgetting guys' names. Iggy and Josiah's beef,
yeah.
Which was, he was long gone. And, you know, Waboom, not only is Waboom a joke character, like something we can all laugh at, he's literally a comedian. His job is to make jokes. Yeah. So there's no, to call someone else a joke is extremely rich.
I also found it funny when Waboom said that, you know, when Rachel comes out, she's going to say that, talk about how their relationship was really real, you know. So I'm not even going to explain myself, because when Rachel comes out here, she'll defend me. It's like, nah, Waboom, actually, Rachel's not going to waste a breath on you.
I didn't catch that. That might be the most preposterous statement of the whole night. You guys wait. When Rachel comes out, she'll tell you. Like, Waboom, did you watch any of the episodes after you were gone? She had actual relationships with people. You're not one of them.
They don't have time for her to go through every little one of you guys up there.
Yeah. You know what this show needs to do? And they'll never do it, but it would be easier to digest, and it won't be so, like, PTSD triggering if they, instead of waiting to do this Mentel All at the end of the season, when it's like, oh, we got Waboom and Blake, and then we got DeMario, and then we got the racist Lee, and then we got Dean's family, and all this stuff, and just, like, hitting you over the head with all these bad memories. Instead, like, every week or every other week, they had a little half hour, and then it was a little half hour. Maybe it's online, and it's more focused. So that we could have left Blake and Waboom in the past. I didn't even really hear Blake talk last night. Did you?
No, not much at all. Yeah, so you're saying you think they should do a post-show.
They should do a post-show online. That way we won't feel obligated to cover it on the podcast. And that way there's not 2 weeks before the second last episode in the finale. That's just my opinion.
They're never doing that. I'm sure, I'm sure the ratings for this are still stellar.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's agree to never speak of Waboom again. Agree or disagree?
I can't make that promise.
Okay, yeah, me neither. next controversy. Remember DeMario?
Yeah, I remember DeMario.
How do you think DeMario came off here? Famous for being confronted by The Bachelorette and his, quote, side chick on national television. How do you think he handled that situation in the Mentel All, aside from the fact that he was the only guy there not wearing a jacket?
DeMario came off as a true scumbag. You would think he would have a little, you know, he would be a little humble, but no, he comes off as an arrogant piece of trash.
Yeah.
And this is coming right off a sexual assault scandal, which turns out wasn't warranted, but still, I would think he would show a little...
Maybe walk on eggshells here, DeMario.
Maybe not call people side chicks for a while.
Maybe not call people side chicks and, like, come with more relevant references than Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky.
Honestly, fucking keep Bill Clinton's name out of your mouth, Rim. Fucking DeMario.
Yeah, no, I'll keep Bill Clinton's name in my mouth whenever I please. To me, it was a little shocking because, I mean, how many weeks did he have to kind of pull together a cohesive story and or a list of excuses? But it seemed like he was surprised they were asking him about this. And you said he came off as kind of a scumbag. What was odd, or I guess not odd, it was not unexpected, is that he was almost proud to be the guy who got caught with a side chick for the first time in Bachelorette history.
Very dismissive of everything that happened, basically.
Chris even took issue with claims DeMario was making. He was like, DeMario, we have you on... I mean, the whole thing's on tape. We got you saying that this was your girlfriend. DeMario disagreed. And that's when... I know we said we were never going to speak his name again, but Wild Bloom came in and defended DeMario, which was unbelievable because we never saw those two interact one time.
Chris Harrison gets real defensive for him. I'll tell you that much. He's not having this guy questioning his morals. Because if you're coming at The Bachelor, you're coming at Chris Harrison.
Well, you're coming at his money.
Yeah.
And you can't come at Chris Harrison's money.
And his cush job.
Yeah. I mean, in fact, you can question his morals, but do not question his integrity, if there's a difference. Don't come at Chris Harrison's money is the long and short of this. And DeMario learned that the hard way. What's next, AB? We're rolling through this. I love the quickness with which we are flying through this nonsense episode.
Next up is Kenny and Lee.
Dang, this was like three segments, wasn't it?
Yeah, Kenny and Lee was at least an hour.
I'm going to give you initial thoughts, and then we'll dive into specific things that occurred. Overall, I thought this was all the Kenny and Lee segments. I thought it was a little uncomfortable, not because of the subject matter, but because it just came off like ABC was almost patting themselves on the back for allowing this capital letters important discussion to take place on an otherwise silly show. So I don't know. Even the things that Kenny and the other contestants and even Chris said to Lee were all warranted and justified, but also, like, ABC put a racist on the show, and they knew they did. So I don't know. It just seemed to me like they're having their cake and eating it too. Like they're getting the juice. They're getting the juice from this like abhorrent attitude from Lee, and they're also getting like the praise for people shaming him and talking to him, educating him about things. So I don't know. What did you think, AB, about the whole interaction?
I completely agree. It rubbed me the wrong way, especially when they're like showing his tweets, like basically putting him completely on blast, which is fine, but you put him on the show and the tweets, it's not like the tweets weren't there. So yeah. I think the general, at least my opinion, is that they knew about it prior to. So don't have this whole long segment where you're, you know,
like, can you believe this guy was on the show?
Tweets? Yeah, can you believe this guy's tweets came out? It's like, yeah, and they're racist, and you put them on anyways. And now you're using it for, like, the third or fourth time to get ratings.
They got a lot of blood out of that turnip. I don't know if that's the phrase, but listen, 7:25 in the morning, some phrases might not make sense. They got a lot of blood out of the turnip, baby. They got a lot of juice from the orange. I don't know. I don't understand why Dean went to this in the first place. Because we saw, 45 minutes or an hour of him getting just toasted and educated and ripped and attacked coming from all sides. But you know they cut a bunch of that out, too. So he's probably sitting in the hot seat for 2+ hours just Lee? Having eat all this. Lee, yeah. Did I say Dean?
You said Dean, yeah.
No, not Dean. Dean didn't get no static from nobody in this studio.
He's America's favorite.
Man, the people are going crazy for Dean.
We didn't talk about that, but when Dean came out, the crowd, that was a cut. They had to cut out a couple minutes of the standing applause that they were giving to Dean.
I liked when Dean rolled in we'll talk more about it later, but Chris calls Dean up. And Dean's, you can hear him kind of joking about how ridiculous his suit is, but he pulls it off. That's the beauty of Dean, man. He can just wear whatever he wants and be like, isn't this crazy? I'm killing
That's
it,
how
though.
You know
anyway.
You've made it in the style. It's like Kanye West. It's like,
yeah,
he's wearing tattered clothes and people are buying it. That's how you know you're the shit.
Tripping over themselves trying to get an Instagram. And yeah. Dean can wear whatever he wants, whenever he wants, and it will be universally praised in the fashion industry.
He's one of the top fashion people out right now.
Okay, Kenny and Lee. Back to Kenny and Lee. Speaking of Dean, Dean kind of, hey, I don't know about you, but I thought Dean made some, again, salient points, wise beyond his years, saying, Lee, you had, you know, you're apologizing now, but you had all this time to do, no, you didn't say shit before this. What's the deal?
Dean's been the guy that's has stood out to me as the one that's not afraid to call Dean or Lee out for his shit. Even during the season, he's the one who looked straight at the camera and said basically that Lee only picks on black people. He's the one who said that. And now he's the one at this at the Mentel All who's also standing out as not putting up with this.
I remember that moment that you just mentioned because he was wearing like a floral print shirt and it was so fire. Another interesting contestant comment was DeMario was like, listen, guys, Dean's a good fellow. Okay. He didn't give me any guff. What do you guys think? Big Lee guy over here.
DeMario was also, it's similar to Waboom. You were only there a couple days. Why don't you just chime out and let the other guys who were there for weeks with him in the
good
house.
Good point. I thought he was maybe just. I thought he was maybe just going full heel, 100% full heel, saying like, "Hey, give the racist guy a chance, fellas. What do you say?" What do you got on Kenny in the hot seat saying his piece about Lee?
Kenny, it was interesting to me. He said it didn't feel like racism at the time, and Kenny said he knew what racism feels like, and it wasn't. Wasn't that, it was more that Lee felt he was out of his league there, and that's why he was acting out to Kenny. But that doesn't make any sense. And after seeing all that we know now.
Yeah, that was kind of weird, because Lee was being a prick in the vein of many Bachelor villains, but what caught everybody up was his use of the word aggressive. And that's the stereotype that everyone was taken aback and offended by, including other people in the house. So that did surprise me a little bit that Kenny was like, listen, I just think Lee is ignorant, but also he was more just trying to make a play to stay in the house longer. I didn't think that's what it was. I thought Lee was almost like proudly waving that. Well, you made the joke several episodes ago, proudly waving his Confederate flag. And I thought that's more of what it was rather than him trying to. He was scared of the contestants in the house because they were more qualified than him.
And they even Kenny touched on it later. Like, I thought that, but then I saw your interviews. Because the interviews is when he really started saying stuff like he was just trying to make people mad and push their buttons and the aggressive stuff and all that. So the interviews is when it really came out.
That's true. Lee would say, I love... You know, pushing people's buttons. I love when an angry man gets even angrier or something like that. That's the stuff that makes you
wink, wink, yeah,
motherfucker. what do you got on Lee's apology then? Or pseudo apology? Lee was in that seat for a long time.
For being a racist, you know, sexist, I assume homophobic guy, he came off, I thought, decent. He seemed remorseful. He seemed it seemed legitimate to me.
It seemed in italics legitimate and genuine to me too. I stretched those words out for so long. I don't even know what I said. Like, to me. Folks, podcasting ain't easy. Anybody who thinks you can just crank these out and do a good job, it's not the case. All right, let's run that back. It seemed legitimate to me, too. It seemed genuine, but I, you know, judging from people online and some of the stuff I've read, number one, we only saw, like, the best parts of it. He was probably in the chair taking the heat for a much longer period of time than we saw. And number two, like Dean said, he had a lot of time to be remorseful guy. He could have, as soon the morning they came out, he could have deleted, if he really cared, he could have deleted them all and then apologized and said all the things that he said last night, which is I'm trying to learn and all this stuff. Instead, he blocked his account and said, you know, get away from me. And three, he was surrounded. He was in a room full of people who disagreed with him. And it was 20-1. If he had no other choice but to put on that show. I want to believe that Dean is a better person for having emerged from this controversy, but I don't think it's very likely.
I completely agree. Yeah, the timing of it all is a huge red flag for Lee. Mm-hmm. How long do you think he's had? Has it been like 2 months since those tweets came out?
Probably, yeah.
And he hasn't said anything. And now he's going to apologize. We've talked about this before. There's a couple types of racists. And one of the, you know, the more understandable types of racists, I guess, is the type that has no contact with other cultures and other races, which by all accounts, it seems like Lee is one of those types. So maybe he can learn.
That's for sure what he wants us to think. He wants us to think, because like you said, that's like the most forgivable if there is such a category. I think that's what he wants people to think. And I think he said as much last night without really saying it specifically. You mentioned this earlier. They pulled up the tweets, AB.
Yeah.
I was stunned. Very surprised by that. For the big media conglomerate to act like, we didn't know these were around. We certainly would have put them on the show if we knew they existed and then run it back or roll them out before the men tell all. I was like, yo, this was a have your cake and eat it too moment.
It
like,
really is. Yeah. It did not work for me. You cannot either choose to, you know, not see those tweets. You choose selective, you know, background checks on what you're doing, because obviously checking Facebook and Twitter should be, I assume, is the number one thing ABC would do, or first thing they do on any potential candidate. So they selectively chose not to look at Lee's tweets, or, you know, maybe they saw a couple and were like, okay, we better not dig too deep, or, you know, something like that. Or it was they saw them and put them on. Either way is unacceptable. And now they're using those same tweets for ratings.
Lee, for whatever reason, you know, the more I think about it, the more Lee's still kind of pretty trash. Lee, for whatever reason, not pretty trash, super trash, sorry.
Super trash.
You gotta be firm with what you're saying here. I don't want to leave any holes for listeners to be like, wait, you guys don't hate Lee anymore? Like, make no mistake. The guy stinks.
We hate Lee. Yeah, yeah. That smug, short piece of shit. But
people are trying to learn.
He came off all right.
All things considered, like, it was not a total disaster.
It could have been way worse for Lee.
Exactly.
You know, I actually did not expect him to come out and, you know, be completely remmeful and apologize like
no,
that. No matter how sincere it was. I didn't expect that for some reason.
Yeah.
Now, looking back, that really was his only play. I mean, you can't. He's in the hot seat of the worst place you could possibly be to, you know, to have tweets about feminism and racism come out, sitting at the mental law, which is, I assume, 100% females in the audience.
No, there's some dudes in there, and we'll be in there one day too. Make no mistake.
True. It's just the worst place that you'd want. It's like that or Ellen's show are the two worst places to have some feminist, anti-feminism tweets read out.
What was weird about the tweets is he kept trying to say that they got cut off. Like,
yeah,
there's a
especially
half
the NAACP
of all the tweets.
One. Yeah.
Like, how, bro, all the context we need is right there in the 140. We don't need any other. You can't explain that in the second half.
What could you possibly say in the second part of that tweet that would make that work, Rim?
Like, the second tweet would have to start like dot, dot, dot is not something I would ever say because it's bad. That's the only plausible out. Who was your favorite guy to confront Lee? Maybe a big kind of boss looking man.
Oh, Big Ant?
Big Ant.
Big Ant come fucking shoves all the other guys aside, stands up.
He says, listen,
barrel chest.
Yeah, he's like Shaq compared to these guys. Fellas, let me say something. Big Ant comes in, drops. I want to say he drops knowledge, but also he absolutely, totally confused Lee with his use of big words. What do you got on Big Ant?
Came in with the truth. Like, this is why we love Big Ant. He's the most knowledgeable guy in the house. He's a big presence. And he laid it down for Lee. Like, your invisible racism, I think he called it, that is ingrained in you is something you need to acknowledge at this point.
That was the key. He said, listen, Lee, you're saying you're sorry, but you have to understand what it is you're apologizing for. You have to understand what it is we're trying to forgive you for.
You can't just say you're sorry. You have to actually be sorry, you have to understand what the issue is so you can change in the future.
Yeah. At that point, Lee was sorry he got caught, basically. Yeah. Anyway, I thought Big Ant came off well. That bodes well for, that was a pleasing development for Bachelor's audience, that he could maybe potentially be the Bachelor down the line. I also thought it was funny how Lee, they said they were trying to get him there, like, Lee, say this tweet was racist, or say that you're racist, or say that these thoughts were racist, or these jokes were racist. And he was like, I denounce those tweets. And then he said, when this came out, he said something in effect of I felt terrible. And it's like, Lee, you sent them, not pretty recently. So, I mean, you had to know they were out there. It'd be like if you came to me 6 months ago and be like, Rim, look at this joke you tweeted. It didn't really hit. And I was like, yeah, I mean, I remember that. It was very recent. And that's the way it goes. Sometimes jokes don't hit. But instead, he was like, I was shocked when these came out. I was like, Lee,
you wrote it.
You wrote it recently.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Also, Josiah asked the question that was on everybody's mind, which was, why would you come on The Bachelorette and date a black woman if you have these feelings? And I'm not even sure Lee answered, honestly, but the answer is, you know, the same reason really anybody goes on The Bachelorette, if you're in the music industry, you know, get some of that buzz, get some of that fame. Yep. Do you remember if Lee answered that? I don't know.
No, he didn't. He didn't really answer. It wasn't a good answer, I'll tell you that. He kind of sidestepped it. There's no good answer.
This was the problem for me, too, is ABC, my problem with ABC, I should clarify, they let, you know, Josiah and Anthony and all these guys stand up and say their piece, which was all great and fair, and Lee deserved it, and all of it was right. But it just seemed like, all right, Lee, sit here, and now this guy's going to get you, and that guy's going to get you, and this guy, and this guy. And aren't we great for having this big big C conversation about race? Aren't we? Don't we deserve such praise for this? And I don't know. That whole thing, that was like the underlying current of this whole confrontation, was that ABC wants credit for this.
It was basically a public stoning, Rim. They were stoning Lee, which is hard to watch no matter what the person that's getting stoned did. You know, he's just here taking shots from all directions from 30 different guys, including Chris Harrison. Chris Harrison was lobbing grenades at Lee.
Said, you're up here shaking. You're a little scared. These guys got some shit to say. Well, in the end, you know, after a 45-minute verbal stoning, the guys, they all hugged each other, I guess. I don't know. Kind of a bizarre way to end it. Nothing, it didn't seem very resolved, but Lee was like, I'm sorry. And then they all hugged. That was weird to me.
Yeah. Yeah. Kenny gave him a hug. That was completely fabricated by ABC as well.
I think so. And also, Kenny knows what he's doing. Kenny's good guy, Kenny, man. That was his whole struggle throughout this whole thing, is he, you know, the old LeBron James excuse. Listen, I'm a father. I got kids. I can't act like this. Mm-hmm. Kenny, that was very on brand for Kenny, our guy Kenny, which was take the high road. So shout out to Kenny for doing that.
Yep.
Anyway, can we all agree that Lee stinks? We're very skeptical of his apologies, and we're skeptical of the way it was edited, and we're wondering why he didn't say anything this whole time. He waited till the national TV show to do anything about it. But all things considered, he came off okay.
I completely agree, and let's just hope that what he is saying is genuine and that he is just a guy that doesn't know any better at this point and is going to work to become a better person in the future. There's no way for us to know if that's going to actually happen or anything, but that's got to be how you end it.
Yep, absolutely. I'm not holding my breath, but that's best case scenario.
I think we're done. I don't think I'll ever see Lee again in my life.
No. But we will see Dean again on Bachelor in Paradise. Here comes the most dapper man alive. He's jilted, AB. He's still a little jilted from, the whole Rachel situation. The whole family situation being exposed on national television. AB, what do you got on Dean in the hot seat?
Dean, of course, came off fantastic, Rim. The big question I think that was asked of him was, why did you bring your dad into this if you haven't talked to him in a few years? And Dean came with a perfectly reasonable and good response to it. And he was saying, if I'm going to marry this girl or propose and we're going to be engaged, she needs to know the full Dean. You can't just hide this part of me. Think about it the other way. If Dean didn't go to this home, to his hometown, and she didn't see what his family life was like, and then after they get engaged, then he has to tell her that'd be a bad look. You got to show your whole card, all your cards, put them out on the table.
Yeah, that would almost be like proposing to the bachelorette and then having to tell her, by the way, I've been sued for fraud multiple times and I've been on reality TV shows before, and the whole laundry list of things. But you're right. I mean, credit to Dean for putting it all out there. With ABC exploited it as usual, and we made fun of it, unfortunately, like everyone did. But if you're Dean in that scenario, that's the best way to go about it. The truest way to go about it, yep. I'll say. Which I always respect. If you make an attempt to be true in the reality TV game, you got my sport.
Yep, Dean always does the honorable thing.
What do you got when Rachel came out and Dean got to have his Nick Vial, Andy Dorfman moment with her?
Rachel came off bad like she has for the past couple months for me. She had no good response for Dean asking, why a day before you sent me home did you tell me you're falling in love with me? Why did you do that? Why?
Yeah.
And she had nothing. She had nothing. She said, in that moment, I was falling in love with you. Like, what are you talking about? Nothing happened in between the moment you said that and the moment you sent him home.
Literally nothing. Nothing exchange, happened. No interaction.
You didn't see him again. What are you talking about?
If you thought the Lee hugs everybody resolution to the previous encounter was weird, I thought the Rachel and Dean squash it resolution was even more weird. He was like, hey, you told me you loved me when then you broke up with me the next day. And she was like, I know, but I meant it. And then he was like, it's okay.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. It's like, no, she didn't answer your question, bro. Like,
bro, you got plenty of reason to be mad about this still.
Dean, you got played.
Anyway, Dean was on Bachelor in Paradise. I read recently that Chris Harrison said the next Bachelor will not be announced until after Bachelor in Paradise, which is going to be like 6 weeks at least now, you got to think.
I've been thinking about the Bachelor recently, Rim, and a name that came to my head that I wasn't thinking about before was Luke from last season. Don't forget about Luke.
I will forget about Luke, and I will immediately dismiss that suggestion because they wanted Luke to be the Bachelor for next season, last season, and Luke, I believe, declined because he's pursuing country music even more seriously than Lee or
others. He's a popular act now.
Hell if I know.
But I could still see him. I could see him, I could see him giving him an offer that he cannot refuse. If they don't feel like, because obviously Peter's not going to be the guy, and maybe they don't want to do a Black Bachelor right off the, the cusp of having the Black Bachelorette. So who else is there? Unless it's going to be, I mean, Dean maybe, I guess. Well, I don't know. I'm just saying it's an option.
Yeah, it is an option. You're right. Speaking of Dean and a little race controversy. Did you hear this, AB?
No.
Dean apparently has a new girlfriend or is hanging out with some new chick, and she posted a picture of them. I cannot believe what my life has become, AB. I can't believe it. Every time I tell you something like this, I'm like, what am I doing? Anyway. So I was
investigative journalism.
Oh, man. I don't know what I'm doing. Dean's girl posted a picture of him with the caption, went black, .. came back, LOL. And then Dean commented, so that's, white girl being not really getting it.
Yeah.
Dean commented something to the effect of, your caption, crying eyes emoji. And that rubbed a lot of people the wrong way, including Rachel Lindsay, who commented on the photo. You like this fucking salacious sleaze, AB?
Whoa,
that I'm bringing?
This is sleazy.
Rachel commented on the photo, and I don't
shower
have it up
after
here.
This.
Rachel commented on the photo. She says, went black, sent back, or something to the effect of I sent his ass home. Mm-hmm. Got you. And then Dean last night pre. Mentel All on his Instagram posted a half-ass, hey, sorry
apology.
About that comment I made. Didn't mean to offend anybody, winky face, something to that effect. But Dean, we praise Dean. If we're going to praise Dean for all the times that he says the right things and wise beyond his years stuff, we do have to call him out for maybe the Dean, little collar pull. I don't know about that one.
Yeah, I'm fine with it, Rim. I got no issue. He's the one who said, I'm going to go black and I don't want to go back, or whatever he said to open his time with Rachel. And I'm fine with a little play on words. No issue.
I think so. I'm probably fine with it too. I'm not going to be the guy out of us two to say I'm fine with the racially insensitive comment first. And I also think that Dean probably, the pros have outweighed the cons in that department for him thus far, considering what he said about Lee. Anyway, so I just wanted to, have to be fair and balanced.
Gotta be fair.
We report, you decide here at the Rosecast, so I had to point that out. All right, AB, you want to talk quick about some of the bit players getting some FaceTime with Rachel for the first time in months?
Matt, Adam. Rachel feels like she needs to defend Matt and Adam a little bit, because obviously one of the big storylines of this season is who the fuck are these guys and why are they still here this far in the season when we haven't seen them? Rachel made it seem like it was an editing job that we didn't get to see her time or her relationship with these two guys, which I can believe it because ABC is fucking scummy.
Yeah, I want to believe that too, but I don't know. Every time Rachel and Adam were on the screen was like, these two have not talked yet. That's what it seemed like. And then Matt and Rachel, and we liked Matt a lot. Whenever Matt and Rachel talked, it seemed like they were just pals, maybe catching up. I will say, though, that Rachel's comment about she was acknowledging what people say on social media while they're watching the show, which I like. I like that Rachel keeps it real. And I don't know. To me, even though it's totally inconsequential, I appreciate the fact that she's reading her replies on Twitter and Instagram or something and saying hey, I know what you people think about Matt and Adam, but I'm going to stick up for them here, even though. And I also how she calls out the show for being the show. She's basically it was a hack editing job. You didn't get to see them because they're spending too much time on racist ass Lee and stupid Waboom. So you didn't get to see Matt and Adam, but I like those guys. So I appreciated that.
Good point.
What do you got on Fred? Our guy, Fred. Speaking of forgetting big storylines,
I forgot all about Fred.
There was a time in my life where I was very passionate about Fred, and then I just forgot.
Completely forgot about Fred. He goes in on Rachel, Rim. Mm-hmm. Goes completely in. And he seemed to be,
rehearsed? Is that the word you're looking for? Very well rehearsed?
he was very well, more rehearsed than we are.
Yeah. Oh, that, I mean, it goes without saying.
He was salty. He was still very salty. And it seemed very reasonable. He was making great points. Number one, Rachel, the first issue I have, quit calling him Frederick. That's not what he goes by.
Yeah.
Anymore.
Respect. He's a grown man.
Stop.
His two biggest points to me were, number one, you never gave me a chance. You gave everybody here a chance, but I never had a chance. And number That's two, true. All these guys came here to try and fall in love with the Bachelorette, to try to get to know the Bachelorette, but I already knew you as Rachel. I wasn't here for the Bachelorette. I was here for Rachel. And I think it just underscored the storyline that we wanted to believe, which was that Fred honestly, truly, genuinely, like, loved Rachel Lindsay. Like, yeah. And he cried after, you know, their exchange. And I was like, well, I thought to myself, why is he crying? And then I realized, like, that was his goodbye to the love of his life.
Yeah.
And it was sad. It deserved more airtime, honestly.
She was very dismissive of it all. She's
I fucking hate her.
Waving
sometimes.
Him aside. So, yeah, I could see why he'd cry.
She was looking at him like, Fred, hurry up with your bullshit.
Yeah, let's move
this.
On.
Yeah, that was not fucking Fred for Bachelor. Are you kidding me? God damn, I love Fred. What do you got? Before Fred can dry the last tears from his eyes, they move on to Kenny. what do you got on Kenny's kind of fun, classic Kenny interaction?
Yeah,
with
a little fun.
You like Kenny?
You know, lets her know if it doesn't work out with Brian, which it won't, or Peter or Eric, that she still got his number. She can call him.
We talked about ideal scenarios in a previous episode for the finale. That would be the ideal scenario long term for me.
Oh,
that
yeah.
She picks one of these other guys and then ends up with Kenny anyway. Maybe anything else on this shit
no,
show?
I'm not a big bloopers guy, so...
Not a big bloopers guy?
I'm not a big bloopers guy, no. No.
Well, these weren't great bloopers. And I tell you what, the subject matter on this show was too heavy to come with a minute and a half blooper reel, honestly. Yeah. I needed a solid 5 on the bloopers. I don't care if it's just Rachel tripping. I'm reading your notes here because I didn't take any. It looks like you also forgot that Alex was there, which is a shame.
Alex is wearing the, you know, very... How do I put this? His coat. Did you remember his coat?
No.
How would you describe... It was the most flashy. Yeah,
flamboyant
was a good word. It's a good word. He was wearing the most flamboyant, flashy, standout coat of the night, and he literally did not say a word the entire time.
I still, even though we're finished recording now, I still might run it back and watch just to count up all the guys who didn't get to talk. There's a lot. I mean, there's 15 guys there. A lot of guys didn't come. And a lot of guys who were there didn't get to talk because Waboom was too busy trying to be cool with guys he'd never met before. And Lee was getting toasted over the coals. Anyway, that's all we got then.
Yeah.
Finished it before 8 a.m. What a feat. Congrats to us. Shout out to us. How would you grade this episode given the circumstances?
We did good.
I'd say spectacular.
we did really good. I mean, Rim didn't have notes.
No.
Didn't get to watch it a second time. It's early.
Yeah.
All the elements that we're performing in right now are not ideal.
Went to bed late last night. Here we are cranking it out. And hopefully this can come out early on. Folks, what if this came out Tuesday evening? Wouldn't that be a special treat?
Okay.
If that happens, you know what I need in exchange from the listeners? Is there some kind of promotion going on we got going running here August
1st?
No,
Rim, it's August. It's over.
Don't do that.
It's over.
Keep the bit going.
Nah, just playing. August, Rim, is refer...
August.
The whole month of August, we got something special going on. It is refer a friend... to the Rosecast and the Rimcast month.
I'm excited. So please subscribe to them both on Apple Podcasts. Reviews still trickling in. We love to read the reviews. Thank you to everyone who has left one. If you haven't, what? listen.
If you haven't done a review yet, and Rim and AB are out here 7 a.m. AB's up at 5:30 rewatching The Bachelor for you. This is all for you.
That's crazy.
And you haven't written a review? A simple review? You can just do a sentence that you like the show? Takes 30 seconds? That's all you got to do for an hour of entertainment? I mean, what's the matter with you?
It's appalling. It's appalling.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right. So we made predictions. Did anything that's happened since we last recorded change what you might predict for the finale?
No. It is. So Chris said it was 3 hours.
Blow my brains out.
I'm not sure if he means the entire thing is 3 hours and then we're going to have an hour of the reunion, or if he means 2 hour show and 1 hour reunion. I'm not sure.
It's got to be 2 and 1. It was 2 and 1 last time, I believe, because I remember being surprised by that.
Yeah, but there's so much stuff they, like you said last episode, there's so much stuff they need to do. So I don't know. Yeah.
I know. Hopefully she just doesn't pick anybody. That would be nice. So we will recap the finale as well next week. And then we got some decisions to make, AB, because after that we got After the Final Rose. And then fucking Bachelor in Paradise starts right up. And we need to figure out what we're going to do with that. If you want us to recap Bachelor in Paradise, if you want us to put our brains in, if you want to, that's how you want us to apply our intellectual curiosity by watching the muck that is Bachelor in Paradise, you got to let us know. Otherwise, we might just take a little hiatus and wait till next season. So,
yep.
Anyway. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. AB, thanks for getting on early. Have a nice trip. Anyway, Rosecast Nation, TTYL.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.